Jodie Morford, editor of the Three Colourful Little Booklet that we see around town. She's joining us this morning to keep us up to date with what's on. Good morning, Jodie.
Good morning, Rosemary. How are you?
I'm good. Now, can you tell us what we can expect to have in our lovely little guide this month?
Absolutely. There are a lot of fabulous events going on in the community for August in the Caboolture Guide. But just to share a few of the highlights with your lovely listeners. Now, our beautiful cover, when you see it, the guides are delivered at the end of this week. So when you see our beautiful cover on the Caboolture Guide, we have the Tullawong State High School students on there. Now, they're inviting us to go down a journey, down the rabbit hole with them for their production of Alice in Wonderland. They've got 37 students ranging from years 7 to 12, and they're working hard to bring this timeless story to life from August 28. The schools describe the production as a classic tale with a modern jukebox twist. So it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun for people of all ages. And of course, if you want some more information on the tickets, you can head straight to the school's Facebook page or read about it in the Caboolture Guide. We've also got the Caboolture Family Fun Day on Monday, the 11th of August, and that's being held at Centenary Lakes. That's celebrating the region's Eka public holiday. So if you're looking for a family-friendly event that's filled with amusement rides, kids' activities, food trucks, show bags and more, plus the main stage will host local live acts, which will be running throughout the day from 10 a.m. And the really exciting news is that all the rides are free, which is just amazing. And all the details of these events and more great events are in this month's edition of the Caboolture Guide. But don't forget, we also love to highlight some wonderful local stories, including Bellmere local Mark Valencia, who's built a global community teaching people how to grow their own produce and how to take practical steps towards a more sustainable lifestyle. Zonta Caboolture are accepting applications for the 2026 Sandra Cook STEM Award. And I love this. Mystery writer January Gilchrist will share her secrets from her new release at the Caboolture Library. Burpengary Aquatic and Leisure Centre are dancing to the Nutbush to raise vital funds for the Forgotten Women charity. So some really, really great local stories there. Plus, of course, the CWA Waddles have shared a lovely banana bread pudding recipe with our readers. And we've got a comprehensive gig and event guide so you can plan your next night or day out with the whole family.
It's always a great little guide, Jodie. And that was Jodie Morford. She's the editor of the guides and keeping our community connected. And if you missed a snippet, pop on to the 1015fm.com.au website and click on podcast. Thank you, Jodie.
Thanks, Rosemary. Have a great day.